Navigating Through Time, written by Eric Jones, narrated by Lauren Tucker. Dedication. Life can be rewarding, and sometimes it can be complex. I would like to dedicate this book to all the strong women who had a hand in shaping my life. I had a very humble upbringing, and my grandmother was always someone who was diligently in my corner. Her strength, wisdom, and dedication to family was unparalleled. I try to follow the example of my grandparents because I stand on the shoulders of giants, and I keep going each day, knowing that they live within. In writing this book, I wanted to have a conversation with the world through the lens of finding yourself and identifying what's important and how we can journey through time in such a way as to make this life count. I have been blessed with a good family and strong daughters who are forever my advocates, and I hope that something contained within these pages will make a difference in the life of the reader in such a way that they might find direction, satisfaction, and fulfillment that it took me much later in life to learn. We are all on the clock as we navigate through time on an imaginary roller coaster that can speed up or slow down. Sometimes it's bumpy, but depending on our choices, it could be smooth as it coasts us into that next plane of existence. I appreciate your time and efforts in embarking on this journey, and I hope your time is well spent. Chapter 1. Introduction. We all navigate through time. The pendulum of the clock swings while each second passes in the blink of an eye. Moments within your grasp are lost and expired like grains of sand tumbling down your opened fingers. In some ways, these moments contain lost opportunities in your life to reflect and invest in a way that would allow you to achieve higher purpose and fulfillment. This realization can sometimes make a person desire to return and live these moments in different ways. From time to time, most of us look back at lost moments imbued with opportunities and realize that we cannot recapture the time that has already elapsed. We all control how we move forward, and consequently, how we learn and grow. The contents of this book are designed to help you discover the decisions that contribute to one's character and decision-making process, as well as identify what factors could lead to a higher level of fulfillment. Fulfillment is connected to our present lives. It can be defined as how we execute our lifestyle or spend our time. Our values sometimes guide expectations and images of how we view ourselves, and how the cadence and embellishments of life get entangled with our imagination. The result is that we start to envision what fulfillment could look like, and if we cannot align that vision with reality, it could cause a certain amount of anxiety and life fatigue. I want you to know that you have the power and responsibility to carry and shape your life in a way that is meaningful to your thought process and your soul in such a way that it aligns with your personal values. I hope exploring this alignment will help you achieve more fulfillment in life as it relates to realization and satisfaction. A spiritual and physical being is found in every individual, and they are seen living two lives simultaneously, one in imagination, inside their mind, and one in the physical world. The power of choice and consciousness has allowed them the ability to cogitate and identify their wants, which they seek to fulfill in the physical world to live a content and healthy life. The definition of a progressive life or better lifestyle depends on every human's ability to observe the world and know what they seek in their lives. A spiritual and physical being has the ability to understand the difference between their current and desired state. This allows them to recognize their wants and dreams. The pursuit of one's values helps one set goals to fulfill them within the timeline they have envisioned, which can result in satisfaction. However, the inability to accomplish these in the desired time leads to experiencing frustration, stagnation, and life stress, which could contribute to discontentment. We all have one life, and I personally would like to get the most out of this experience. Rather than accept exasperation or defeat, we can explore how to change your mindset and focus on what is important. An average person who is content with their life and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?